Okay, right side, today's daf is daf Tzadik Tes. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. And we're continuing to talk about the inyan of the coming of Mashiach Bekorev. So Gemara tells us, Dorishim Simloi, Maidach Siv says in the Pasuk, Hoy Hamis Avim Es Yoim Hashem. Those that have that tremendous yearning from the Lashon Taiva, for the Yoim Hashem means Yoim HaGeula of the Mashiach. Lomazelechem Yoim Hashem. What do you need it for? Who choyshech v'layar? That day is going to be a dark day. It's not going to be light. On the surface, it sounds very strange. We're looking forward to Mashiach. It's going to be a great light. And the pasuk says, why do you bother? What do you need it for? It's going to be choyshech. See, more explains. Moshe l'tarnagol v'ataleif, show you mitzapin l'or. You have a tarnagol, a rooster, and ataleif is a bat that we're both saying, oh, I can't wait until it's going to be light. So the Tarnagel says to the bat, I want the light because Baruch Hashem I'm able to see. I have eyes. But you, the bat that don't have eyes, why are you looking forward to the light? After all, it's not going to help you anyway. That's pshat in this pasuk. Let's continue on. Behind the omelay hahumina lerebavo, there was a story of about a min, an apikoyris, that spoke to Rebavo. And he said, when's Mashiach going to come? Amaleis, he told him, when Choshech is going to bear down on those people. Who are those people? Meaning people like you, the Minim. Because the Mashiach is not for you, the Mashiach is for Eden and Klal Yisrael. And not Minim Kofrim like you guys. He said it, however, in the third party, so he shouldn't be directly critical. He was saying that for those people. However, the men understood exactly what he meant. Amalei melet kolaitisli. Are you cursing me? And you're telling me that when the geula will come, it's going to be choshech for me. Is that what you're telling me? Amalei said kroksiv. I'm just repeating the pasuk. Kini hachoshech yichase eretz varofa leumim v'alayich yizrach Hashem chvoidei olayich yiroi. This pasuk is saying that for all the Le'umim, all the other nations, the day of Mashiach is going to be a day of darkness. However, v'alayach, but you, Klal Yisrael, Yizrach Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to cause the Geula and the light that emanates from the Geula, and therefore, Kvod Olayach Yiroi, and they'll be able to see the covenant of Hashem, etc. So, what's the bottom line? Getting back to the earlier pasuk, as now further explained by Rabbi Avo, and that is, when it says in the pasuk, "Lo melechem, lo mezel lechem yim Hashem, who choishech v'layar," not talking about yin. For yin, it's going to be or v'lay choishech. Talking about the minim for the other umas ha'olam, for them it's going to be choishech v'layar, and that's why the pasuk says, "Why do you care for Mashiach? It's not going to be a great day for you." And the same thing is the import of this second pasuk, just like the Tarnagol saying to Atalef, "You're waiting for the or, you're waiting for the or. What benefit will that have for you?" For you, unfortunately, it's always choshech. So the more about Tanya, Reb Leizer Oyman, b'moisa Mashiach arboim shana. The entire years of Mashiach will be 40 years. Shnema arboim shana okud bedor. Now, although this arboim shana okud bedor is referring to the door of the midbar, however, says Rashi, it doesn't say nokat bedor. It says okud bedor. Okud sounds like a lotion of osid. So it's saying that there will come a time when there'll be this special period of the 40 years, what time is that? That's the time of the Emois HaMashiach. Kindly put yourself on mute. Thank you. The reason why people see that and they say, oh, Mashiach is only going to be 40 years, so what's the big thing about Mashiach? Well, Mietzhem Mashiach will be followed by then the Osad Lavoi, exactly all the differences and degradations and how one is distinguished from the other. We'll see there's a Machloikis further on our Omer Aleph, and then there's a machloikis among the Rishonim, how we paskin and how you understand it. To a large extent, it's ainli esik ben historis. These are things that we're going to see eventually, but we don't really fully comprehend when, where, what. But Reb Leizer said that the period of Mashiach is going to be 40 years. Well, Reb Leizer ben Azaria, Oymashivim Shana, is going to be a period of 70 years. Shnem b'vahoya b'yemahu, nishkachas tzor shivim shana, kimei melech echad. The Torah is going to forget for a period of 70 years, and it's going to be like the days of one melech. Which melech are we referring to? The melech Echad, Ezel melech miyuchad, havi oimezel Mashiach. We're talking about a special, unique melech, one of a kind. That's talking about Mashiach, and therefore we see the 70 years in that pasuk. Well, Rabbi Yoim Shloisha Doiris, it's going to be three generations. Shenemet says in the pasuk, Yeru'ucha im Shamesh, Neyareach Doir Doirim. The Kachboch says, Yeru'ucha, you're going to fear me, but im Shemesh with Neyareach, at the time of the coming Mashiach, which is going to be similar to the Shemesh that we said before, it's going to be Lechtig, and the Yareach will also emit light, not as much light as the Shemesh, and Doirim is three Doiris altogether, one Doiris. One, and then two doirim, so 2 plus 1 is 3. So it's saying that the Mashiach is going to come and light up the world, similar to the Shemesh Yireach, three generations. Reb Hillel, I mean, we had this Reb Hillel already yesterday. Reb Hillel on the surface is very difficult to understand. He says, Reb Hillel, ain't la Mashiach l'Yisrael. It's not going to be a future Mashiach. Shekvar ochlu b'mei Chizki. We already had the benefit of Mashiach in the times of Chizki, Chizki HaMelech. He was the Mashiach. So is Reb Hillel Chas V'Shalom saying something which would seem to be heresy? Says Rashi, no. Ein la Mashiach liYisrael. Rashi is about 10 lines up from where we are in the Gemara. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimlech bi'atzmai v'yigolem levadoi. There's not going to be a Mashiach coming either on Oni Roichev Bachamor or coming on a Tesla, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he's going to be the whole Mashiach from top to bottom, because what we think of Mashiach already came in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, as they zogt Reb Hillel. However, Amar Rav Yosef, Sharlei Mara the Reb Hillel, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Moichel. The word Sharlei Mara means Hashem should be Moichel Reb Hillel. Why? Because it doesn't work out in Tzedach. Because Chizkiyahu HaMesava, when was Chizkiyahu Bebayis Rishon? V'l'Zachariah Komis Nabi Bebayis Sheni. Zachariah Novi, Rashi says, not to be confused with the Zachariah ben Yehoyada HaKoyen that we had earlier on, that was killed at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then when the Nebuzaradan came in and he saw the bubbling blood, he asked, who does this belong to? You'll recall the Gemara we learned a couple of days ago, the same Gemara as in Masechtas Gittin. So this is the Zachariah of the Chagi Zachariah Malachi, meaning of the Trei Osir. So what did Zachariah say? He said about, and Zachariah lived at the time of the Bayi Sheini, V'omar Gili Me'oid Bas Tzion Hari Bas Yerushalayim Hine Malkech Yoveloch Tzadik V'noishahu Oni V'roichev Al Chamor V'al Ayir Ben Asoynais. So this is, Zachariah was right before the Bayi Sheini, and of course at the time of the Bayi Sheini was no longer any Nevuah, but right before that period of time. And Zachariah said, in Mirch Hashem, in the future, what's going to happen? We're going to have Baruch Hashem, Yovei Tzadik V'noisha, that's referring to the Mashiach, and he's going to be the Oni V'roichev Al Chamor, like we had the Gemara before. And therefore, that is the future Mashiach. So you, Reb Hillel, are saying that all of the predictions of Mashiach have already taken place in the times of Chizkiyah. They were predictions of Mashiach post-Chizkiyah's living on this world, already after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and for the future of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we respectfully disagree with Reb Hillel. Tan Yidach, we have another brayso. Blaza Oimer, Yemoitza Mashiach Arboim Shana. The Moitza Mashiach of 40 years. We had that already before. That was Reb Lezer at the top of the Amid. But there Reb Lezer was bringing a ray from a pasuk, Arboim Shana Okud B'dor. And now we're bringing a ray from another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Ksiv Hocha. It talks about B'dor HaMidbar. V'yancha V'yarivecha V'yachilcha Esamon Eshul Yedat Ata V'yisecha. So when did they have the man? They had the man during the 40 years in the Midbar. Ksiv Hocha. Shnei Dvayit in the pasuk. Samchainu Ki Moisin Nisana. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Simcha, like the days of our affliction. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that Shnois Re'inu Ra, the same number of years that we saw the affliction of only eating the man and not having proper yield, so to speak, during the years of Midbar, Samcheinu, we're going to have Miechem 40 years to compensate, which will be the 40 years of Mashiach. Where Abdois Oymed Dalad Meishan, Mashiach is going to last 400 years. That's of course referring to the Golas in Mitzrayim. And Uksiv Asam, Samcheinu Ki Moisi Nisanu. Oh, once again the same pasuk, Samcheinu Ki Moisi Nisanu, just like the days of deprivation and difficulty. Those were the days of Simcha. So the first man Yama says it's going on the 40 years of the Midbar. Second man Yama says it's going on the 400 years of Mitzrayim and pre-Mitzrayim from the times of Leidus Yitzchak. Like it says in the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you're going to be Klal Yisrael, Ger Yizah Acha Be'eretz Lo Lahem, For how long? For Arba Meirsha. Zokt Mora Vaita, Rabbi Oimesh, Loish Meirs Vishishim V'chomei Shana, Kaminyan Yimoy Sechama, that Mashiach will last for 365 years, like the number of days in the year, in the solar year. Why? Shem says in Pasuk, Ki Yoyim Nakam Belibi, Shnasku Ulai Ba'a. My Yom Nakam Belibi, that's right. So now, the Yom Nakam Belibi means a day of Nakam Belibi, of Nekama, and what's going to happen? Ushnas Ge'ulai Ba, and then it's going to be a year of Ge'ula. So Rashi explains that just like we find by the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana, that because Klal Yisrael sinned for 40 days, that the Meraglim went back and forth in Eretz Yisrael, and then they came with their bad report, and everybody said, Yo, Meraglim, we agree with you, we don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, blah, blah, blah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu punished them 1 year for every single day. That's why they had to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. Here it's the other way around. Here it's Shana Le'yoyim, meaning that when we're talking about Shnas Ke'ulai, a normal Shana has 365 days, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mishalem us a year for each day. What's the year for each day? Instead of 365 days, Mishnah Skula is going to be 365 years.
Excuse me, didn't Rabbi say Shlosha Doros earlier on the page?
Okay, so you're saying it's a steer.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a different Talmidim of Rabbi that held that differently. If you want to go to the Rashi over here, Rabbi Oimer, about 12 lines in, 12 lines from the bottom of the right hand side.
Yeah.
Rabbi Oimer Shin Samachay, Kimini Moisachama. In the days of the Meraglim, it was Arboim Yoim, my Yoim Nokum Shel Meraglim. What was that? Shana Achas Bechol Yoim. There was 1 year for every day. Kach, the same thing, Shnas Geula. Bo'o, what is that going to be? Shana Leyoim, Shana Leyoim. Shel Chol Yoim V'Yoim Shel Shana Zu, Haksuva Shnas Geulai V'Mikra Zeh. No Yisim Shana Achas. Even though the Pasuk is only referring to one Shana of Geulai, but that's what the Pasuk means. Yoim Nakam Belibi, just like the Meraglim, we're going to go and punish Yoim L'Shana to give a Shana Leyoim. Here too, when it's come to Geula, is also going to be a Shana Leyoim, not 365 days, but 365 years. The Ista Garsi, and now you have a real interesting Girsa, Rabbi Oymashin Samachei Alofim Shana, 365,000 years. Siv Shnas Ulai Ba, Vishana Shal Kurdish Baruch, Hachi Havat, the Siv, we already learned yesterday, he said in the Pasuk and Tillim, Ke Elof Shana Beinacha, Kyoim, that 1,000 years are in the eye of Kurdish Baruch, like one day. That's why we said yesterday that if you have 6 days of the week and then the seventh day of Shabbos, same thing, you have 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh, and then the 7,000 years is going to be desolate, it's going to be Shabbos the whole year, and then the whole period of time, that whole 1,000 years, and then after that, everything will be rebuilt and reconstructed, etc. Anyway, so getting back to Agama, that's why you have either 365 years, or according to this Girsa, 365,000 years. And the Gemara continues on this Kiyom Nokam Belibi, my Yom Nokam Belibi, Amr B'yechanan, Lelibi Galisil Evorai Loi Galisi. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm thinking about Mashiach, however, I have not expressed it to the world. I've kept it in my mind, so to speak. If you look at the Rashi on the left-hand side, all the way in the top, Evorai Loi Galisi, Shlo Yetzesi Dover Mipi, Shohoyu Evorai Yecholim Lishmoya, Believe me, are you Tomin Adover? In other words, this plan of the 365 years of Mashiach, or 365,000 years of Mashiach, all of that is in my mind, it's in my heart, but I have not expressed it out loud. So that's the Lashon of it's Believe me, I'm not going to believe me. Rabbi Shimon Alokish Omar, Lelibi Galisi, Lemachi Shoris Le Galisi. Rabbi Shlokish goes one step further beyond Rabbi Yechanan, not only did the Kadosh Baruch Hu have it in his mind and his heart, but he actually expressed it, but only expressed it down below to Bnei Adam, but not to the Malachim. Malachim, he was not Megala, this side of the Inyan of the 365 years of the Geula, when it's going to come, and how long it's going to be, etc. And then we have Tony Avimi Bereder Bavo, Yemis Mashiach Yisrael, we Shiva Salaf Mishana, 7,000 years. Shemar, it's in the Pasuk, says Chosan Al Kala, Yosas Alayach Al Koyach. Just like a Chusin Kala, they celebrate for Shivas Yemeng Mishta, that's the week of Sheva Brachas, so too, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have a Simcha with Klal Yisrael, also for 7 What's the seven? So like Rashi said before, by Rabbi Yisraelim, Elof Shon Beinecha Kiyoim, a whole 1,000 years of like a day. So therefore, by a normal Chusin Kala, it's 7 days. By the Chusin Kala of the Rabbi Yisraelim Kav Yochel and Klal Yisrael, it's going to be 7,000 years. Yehuda Mishmul says Yemoisa Mashiach will be like the length from the beginning of the world until now. I'm not sure when he says until now, what he means now here in the Gemara at that time of Shmuel, or maybe he means until now, until whenever the Geula comes. But whenever the Geula comes, it's going to be for the same amount of time that we have from the Bria Olam until now, whatever how you whoever you do to find the word now. Shenema, like it said in the pasuk, Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kimei Noyach Ad Achshav. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is a little bit shorter. He doesn't start all the way from Brias Olam. He starts from the times of Noyach. What steps in times of Noyach? Shenema said in the pasuk, Kimei Noyach Zoisli Ashenish Bati. And Rashi says that he's darshaning the word Mei Noyach. Of course, normally Mei Noyach means the waters of Noyach. Those are the waters of the Mabul. However, he's darshaning Kimei Noyach, kimei, like, as if it was one word, like the days of Noyach, kimei. If you look at Rashi, 4 lines from the top, on the left-hand margin, 5th line from the top, kimei Noyach, kimei Noyach, kichezben hashonim shenem tzimiyav v'liyoyis hazman, shenish b'ashem yavar mei Noyach, oy al oret, kei nishbati, v'liyoyis hachezben nishbati, mi ketzef olecha u'migar boch, from that time that I was very angry at the world. So from that time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Shavua not to be Machar of the Olam anymore, when was that? That was in the Yimei Noyach, Kimei Noyach, whatever that time was, until today, until Achshav, that would be the number of years of Mashiach. Omer B'chi Barabba, Omer B'yechan, Kol Nadim, Kol Nisabu, El Moise HaMashiach. That we talk about Mashiach and all the psukim that refer to Mashiach and all the things that we've spoken about over the last couple of days about Mashiach, that there'll be a Mir Tashem, tremendous bounty and tremendous goodness, all those are Yemois Mashiach. Which is beyond that, those, the delights that we're going to have at that time, no human eye has ever seen them. Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know what's in store for the future. For those that are Mechaka too, the days of Mashiach and Olam Haba, Miyat Hashem, it's going to come and we're going to have something really stupendous. Upligat Shmuel, this is a little bit at odds with Shmuel, Yom HaShmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazel, Yemois HaMashiach, El Lishimit Malchi is Bilvad. According to Shmuel, you know what's going to be special about Yemois HaMashiach? Not going to be a special bounty, not going to be special presents, not going to be special panosa or food or everything's going to be wow, great. But rather, Shema Malchis, we're no longer going to have the Malchis, the foreign governments going and oppressing us. We'll have freedom, and therefore we'll be able to go and do mitzvahs and masa and toivim and learn Torah all the time. That's really the only major difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemois HaMashiach. So, Ibazoi, what about those all those psukim that say that it's going to be really wonderful and al tzitzayim good and fine? That's already talking about the later time of the Olam Haba. So we have a machlokes therefore between the previous man, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel, all the psukim that say good things about Yemois HaMashiach, are we talking about Takadim Yemois HaMashiach? Are we talking about L'Asad Lavoi post the Yemois HaMashiach? That it says in the Psukim about wonderful things that will happen during the Mashiach days, those are talking about for Bali Tshuva. But Tzadikim Gemurim, that means that they were always Tzadikim from day one. Oh, their bounty and their lot is going to be much, much greater, indescribable, the Kim Zulaska. However, Rabavo took the opposite view. Yom Rabavo, Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oimnin, Sham, Tzadikim Einam Oimnin Sham. A place where the Bali Tshuva are, the Tzadikim are not. What does he mean by that? He means that the Bali Tshuva are in such an elevated stage, an elevated plateau, because of the fact that they were originally OTD, off the derech, and they became Bali Tshuva, and therefore they had to struggle with the Yetzer Hara. They're now on a higher, elevated level than the Tzadikim Gemurim. So wherever the Bali Tshuva are, tzaddikim cannot even get close to their high level where they're standing. Shnemer, how do I know? It says in the pasuk, Shalom, Shalom, l'rochek v'lakarev. Now notice, Kodesh Baruch Hu is greeting Shalom, Shalom, first to the rochekim, and then to the karevim. And the Gemara is assuming that this is talking about Yemois HaMashiach. So now the question is, why is rochek before karev? Says the Gemara, but Reisha is rochek, v'hadar is karev. So how do you define rochek v'karev? So according to Reb Avohu, that says that the Bali Tshuva are greater than the tzaddikim. My rochek, rochek to meikara. We're talking about someone that originally was rochek, and Baruch Hashem, he has become niskarev because he became a Baal Tshuva. And that the pasuk continues on. My karev, karev means karev to meikara udahashta. He was always karev. He was karev from day one until today. Ah, so we see from the order of the pasuk, rochek before karev, that Baal Tshuva goes before the tzaddik. What does Rabbi Yochanan do? Rabbi Yochanan holds it the other way around, that Tzadik and Gemurim are greater than the Bali Tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the Rochik, Shu Rochik Me Aveira. And the Rochik starts off, it doesn't mean Rochik Me Ikara. It means a person that was always Rochik Me Aveira. Who was the one that was always Rochik Me Aveira? The Tzadik and Gemurim. What means Karev? Karev Shu Karev Me Aveira, Menestrachim Me Mena. Means a person who was unfortunately Niskarev to the Aveira in his youth, earlier on. Then after the Sarkim met Baruch Hashem, then he became a Baal Tshuva, and now he is Baruch Hashem back within our spheres. So therefore, depending on how you define Rochik v'Karev, you can either bring a Raya according to Bo, or you can bring a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, but you don't have a Kasha on either one, because you can explain the Pasuk either way. Ella lemeisi bitoy l'tamad chacham or l'oisa pragmati l'tamad chacham or l'mahana tamad chacham in a chosav. That the psukim when they're talking about the wonderful schar that a person will have in the future, that's talking about a person who's meisi bitoy l'tamad chacham. He makes sure that his daughter marries a tamad chacham. He makes sure l'oisa pragmati l'tamad chacham. He supports tamid chachamim by doing business on their behalf. For instance, the tamad chacham has money. He takes it and he invests it for the Talmud Chacham, so the Talmud Chacham should be able to sit and learn, and he'll have income. Or Mahana Talmud Chacham in Chosav, he gives him tzedakah, or he supports him. Aval Talmud Chacham Atzman, those that learn Torah full time, oh, Ayin L'Ras, Ayin L'Kim Zolosva, a tremendous schar is in store for them in the future. My Ayin L'Ras, can you describe to me what Ayin L'Ras means? Omer Yuchu Ben Levi, Zayin HaMeshumer Banovav, this, of course, is more Kabbalistic and esoteric, beyond our comprehension. This is what we're all waiting for. Oh, this is Ayin L'Rasa. We're going to have delicious, delicious wine. Not everybody likes it. Some people like Coca-Cola more than wine. But this is more of a Kabbalistic type of thing. Yayin HaMeshumer Banovav, the wine that is being stored and being watched in its anovim. Truth of the matter is, there really is no yayin in an oven. When you go and cut open a grape and you squeeze it out, you're never going to get wine. And most you're going to go and get grape juice. So grape juice is not that. Yeah, sorry.
It just dawned upon me. Why, when we say the benediction on wine, we say borei pri hagefen? Shouldn't it be borei yayin hagefen? Because you're. Sorry, it's non sequitur.
No. It's a very good question. Off the top of my head, I don't.
Right. No.
I don't have an answer. We'd have to think about it.
Okay. Yeah. Thinking is always encouraged.
That's the fruit of the.
You're consuming wine. You're not consuming fruit.
All right.
Simmer down.
Pre is a product.
And you should like, they used to sell a wine called Cheshire Shumay Brishes. I don't know if it's still around.
I see.
So it wouldn't make more sense to say Borei Yain HaGefen?
No,
because you're saying, why not at all?
You're the making the product of the grapevine is the wine.
On Pesach night, we can discuss it until the morning Shachris.
Okay, right here.
Okay, sorry.
Then we have to talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We won't be able to whine all about this. We'll be whining about this wine. Okay, that's really going to be really, really special.
Vintage.
We had, if you remember, the Gemara said, Nichlas Yain Yotzah Soit. And it says, a person who drinks too much starts saying things that he probably shouldn't be saying. but the word yain is gematria 70, and soid is also gematria 70. Ooh. So perhaps the very Greek nichlas yain yud yud nun 70 samach vav dal 70. Yeah. So therefore, nichlas yain, the yain comes in, 70 comes in, and 70 comes out. So it could be that we're talking about tremendous soidus as well here, the yain mishum ben olav, which we don't really have a concept what this really means from Shesim Mebreishis. I always knew that if I had a bottle of wine sitting around still from last year's Shlachmunis, it probably already went bad. So I know you people are going to say, yeah, that's because you held it right side up. You held it to the side, then
it was wine cellar.
Wine cellar. It could be
from. They show some art
there. Exactly. If you have it from 100 years ago, it's even more. It's an antique and it's worth $10,000. Was up there?
Put it in the refrigerator.
Put in the refrigerator. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is these are Kabbalistic in nature, and that's going to be a Mitchum. The Ayin L'Ra, so the Kim Zolas.
Our children once came with a new wine, and I saved it. I put it in my whatever in the place, but when we opened it to celebrate something, it was all sour. So
came vinegar.
Yeah. Ah. Even in the bottle, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. You also be red wine.
We have kept a bottle of champagne from my chasana. We have it at home. I doubt if it's still good, but we've never opened the bottle.
Wow.
Okay. Rish Lakish Omar Ze Eden. That we're talking about Ayin Le'Rasa, that means Eden. Freitimo Le'Rasa, Ayin Le'Odom, nobody ever saw Eden. If you're talking about Odom, Heichen Dar. Didn't Odom live in Eden? So what are you telling me, Ayin Le'Rasa? Odom originally saw it. Says, you more know, Odom didn't live in Eden, he lived in the Gan. If you're talking, you're going to tell me, come on, give me a break. Gan, who, Eden, Gan, Eden, it's all one and the same. Nein. Tamaloyim, if not, you're to me, Eden. Lahashkais es ha-gon. So the Pasuk tells you the Eden is one thing and Gan is another thing. So yes, we had Odom Rishon was Zoicha to live in Gan, Eden, and Miyat Hashem said, well, we're going to go and live in Eden itself. With this, Rabbi Yisrael, we have now concluded the last two or three days of a lengthy discussion about Mashiach coming in Miyat Hashem. How did we get into this discussion? Because at the very beginning of our parak, we said that even though Ko Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Li'Olam Haba, there are those that unfortunately will not have a chelik l'olam haba. Yeah, but we didn't get up to those yet in terms of our end of the Mishnah. But still the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah began. Yep, that's true. But Shinema, and then it continues on. However, the Elush Elam chelik l'olam haba, this is on Tzadik Omer Aleph, there are those that are not tzaddiks, and therefore they're not going to get that chelik l'olam haba. And who are those? So we start talking about Tchias HaMeisim, so we're talking about Mashiach, etc. So now we are concluded that chapter. Now we're on to the next two. The Ein Toira Min HaShemayim, the Api Koiris. A person who says Toira is not Min HaShemayim, and a person Api Koiris. What is the definition of those? Rashi already said in the Mishnah Api Koiris, the Farish Bigamar. So we're going to see what means Ein Toira Min HaShemayim. We're going to see an Api Koiris. Those two do not get a chedek li'olam haba. Yijokti gemar. Vo'oyimei in terim reshamayim toner rabban. Says in the Pasuk, Dvar Hashem boza, v'etz misotzoi heifar, hikoris tikoris. Says the Gemara, what is this referring to? So put hikoris tikoris on the back burner just for a moment, because the Gemara is going to focus on what's the Dvar Hashem boza that the Pasuk is referring to, and the Gemara has a number of interpretations. Number one, Zehoimer ein terim reshamayim. Person says, no term in Shemayim, he is Dvar Hashem Bozi, he has been levaza, shamed and humiliated the Dvar Hashem. Dover Achim Mechavshat, ki Dvar Hashem Bozi, ze apikoidus. What means an apikoidus? We'll see shortly in the Gemara. Dover Achim Dvar Hashem Bozi, ze megala panim batoira. Person that's megala panim batoira, the Gemara is going to use an expression later on, shaloi kalocha, he's going to go and explain the Torah inaccurately, incorrectly, with a degree of insolence and a degree of degradation, as we'll see shortly. What's this mitzvah say? Heifar, it's a meifer briz basar. That's talking about a person, meifer briz basar. That is a double connotation. That's either a person who refuses to have a bris, to have a circumcision, that's the mitzvah that he's being meifer, or someone that had a bris and he tries to undo it by schlepping down on the bris, so it should cover over the front, so it should be like a new arla. Either way, he's trying to show, I'm not interested in the bris with the Kodesh Baruch. What about these people, the aforementioned? Hikores, tikores, hikores olam hazeh, tikores olam haba. And that's why our Mishnah said, at least about two of them, the Ein Torah Min HaShemayim and the Apikores, the Ein Lehem Chedek olam haba, because of that tikores olam haba. And now the Gemara continues on. Mikan Omer Zahmidoi, Hamachalis Hakodeshim. Person Machal Kodeshim. In other words, he has Kodeshim, and the Moshul he happens to be Tomei, and he eats it b'mezid. So he's Machal the Kodeshim. But Mavaza Samayadlis, a person Mavaza Moyed. That's a big Machloikas for Rishonim. What means Moyadlis? Rashi says over here it means Cholish Al Moyed. Person Mavaza Cholish Al Moyed. He considers it to be like any other day, doesn't give it any special connotation. However, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say, no, it's referring to the Moed means to Yom Tov itself. Mavaza Yom Tov, not the Mavaza Chol HaMoed. Machlekes. V'amei for Bris HaShol Avram Avinu, that's what we just spoke about, Es Matzvosei Hefar, he's made for Bris. V'amegal Eponim HaToyra Sholoi Kalocha, which we spoke about briefly. V'amalv B'nei Chaveir Beram, someone who's Malv B'nei Chaveir, Avu B'Shiyesh B'yod HaToyra Masim Toivim, even though the person otherwise is a good guy, yeah, he's a Toyra and Masim Toivim, but if he does these aforementioned items, Ein L'Chedek L'Olam Haba, and the Gemara is going to explain a lot of this in more detail. Tani ida kedvar Hashem boza ze ha'imer ein torah min shamayim. That's, of course, the first part of the previous brisa. And the previous brisa said dvar Hashem boza ze ha'imer ein torah min shamayim, then dovarachim, dovarachim. But the first part was ein torah min shamayim. And that's identical with what we have in our Mishnah. V'yesh she'ein lehem chedek olam haba, and those that say ein torah min shamayim. So now, can you explain that a little bit? Says the Gemara. So not only when you say in Torah Shemayim that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that wrote it on his own, and it wasn't Pi Hashem. V'afilu Omer Kol LaTorah Kulam Min Shemayim Chutz MiPasik Zeh Shloi Omri Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ela Moshe VeYatzmoi. Even if among all the psukim the Torah, the thousands of psukim that you have all the way from Bereishis until the end of Dvarim, you're Alis everything for the Moshe, except for this one particular pasuk. Without identifying anymore which one we even be referring to, makes no difference. Zeh kedvar Hashem boza, because when we talk about when he says ein torah min shamayim, means every word, every letter. V'afilu omer kol ha'torah kulam min shamayim chutz mi diktuk zeh. What means diktuk? Says Rashi, chaseiros v'yaseiros. You find the pasuk where there's an extra yud in the letter, or missing a yud, or extra vav, missing a vav. Well, that's already, you know, that was a tois hasoifer, a typist error, or maybe some modern scholars figured you're better off with the vav, without the vav. No, no, no. Whatever we have, it's all from the Rabbi Yishalem. Mikal v'choyim ezeh, migzer shavizu. All of these, the aforementioned zehu kidvar Hashem boza, it's as if he said ein torah min shemayim, even though he's only referring to one yidla, one vav over here. Now he is a dvar Hashem boza. He kores tikores from olam haba.
But we have all over Shas people saying, I don't open the Gzeres Shavah, I don't open the Kal V'Chomer.
Mm-hmm.
So are they saying they don't have a chelek olam haba? At least Tanayim Amarayim.
No, it's only talking about that his Rebbe already said it, and that he doesn't want to.
Rejects it.
Okay. And he rejects it.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at the Rashi, this is probably what Rashi is referring to, six lines on the bottom on the left-hand side, Mekavachim Zegler Shavazu, Mishomali Rabbi Gzer Shavah, Ligom Mi Rabbi. His Rabbi taught him, there's Gzer Shavah, Heina, Heina, Zima, Zima, Ah, Rabbi. You know, that's, I can't believe that. That's just off the charts. It's that's not for me. I agree with the other stuff. With this, that I can't live with. That's Dvar Hashem Basim. So Rashi seems to be addressing your question. Tanya Hoyer Mei Oyma. Halim Yatir Rebbeinu Malamda. What happens if a person, Baruch Hashem, knows Torah and he learned Torah, but he refuses to teach it and share it with others? That's all to Dvar Hashem Basim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go and not only to learn, but also to teach to others. We're going to quote on the Gemara on the Amud Beis, the Pasuk, Odom Li Omol Yulad. A person was created for Omol. Omol means for work. But it says in the Svarim, L'omel Rashatavis, Lilmoit al Menas Lelamed, or Lilmoit al Menas Lasais. That's one of the burdens, as well as one of the major blessings for a person who is capable of teaching, that not only should he learn, but he should also teach Torah to others. And if he doesn't, he's over on this Tvar Hashem Basim. And Nasanoime Komisha Inam Mashkiach al HaMishnah. What means Inam Mashkiach al HaMishnah? Rashi says that he says that the Mishnah Eina Iker. Basically, what the Gemara presumably is saying is that we know there's a Torah Shebechzav, and we know that you have the Karoyim and the Shamroinim and all of those nice guys, the Tzedoikim, Reisusim, all those guys that you had over the generations. Many would say that that same thing applies to Reform and to Conservative, whoever remains of any of them today, that those are all, they don't look to Torah Shebechzav, they only look to Torah Shebechzav. Therefore, in the Mishkiach HaMishnah, they say, Mishnah is in Gemara, this is Gornish. The Ikra is the Turdish Baal Peh, which is of course much, much greater than the Turdish Baksav in terms of all the halacha and all of the Torah that we're learning. Reb Naroi Oimer, Kosha Efshel Lasa B'Torah V'Eini Oisik, a person that has plenty of times on his hand, and he has Baruch Hashem the Kelim, and he has the Zitzfleisch. No, Zola Zitzel Lernen. No, he's not interested. He just wants to go and have a good time and run around. Chas Hashalom, Kidvar Hashem Bach. Reb Shmuel Oimer, Zol Iver Avoidus Chachom, person who does Avoidus Zorah. How do you see that? Says Yemora, my Mashma, Reb Shmuel, Kidvar Hashem Bozah, Zem Avazer Dibur. What the Yemora is asking now, my mashma, what's the mocker? How do you know that Dvar Hashem Boza is referring to Ein Torah Min HaShemayim? So Gemara says, like this price, Tanvir Vishmol, Kidvar Hashem Boza is a Mevaza Dibur, Dvar, he's Mevaza the Dibur of Hashem, Shenemar Loi Lemoisha Misinai, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Lehir Lecha Elihim Achirim. What is this all about? Rashi brings famous from Chazal that when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseres of Dibrois on Har Sinai, the first two Kadosh Baruch Hu said himself, according to Ma'atzmoy, and then the others, the Yidden said, we cannot continue to hear from the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's just too overwhelming, and they asked that Moshe Rabbeinu should go and ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell him the other eight commandments, and then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it to Klal Yisrael. Like the pasuk says, "Shtaim zu shemoti." I heard these two directly from the Kaviyach from the Rebbeinu Shlalem, but the other eight we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, so therefore, look at the Rashi here at the end, the last four lines: "Ze oivet avoyde zara haynu dvar Hashem boza dibur shedibur Hakadosh Baruch Hu biatzmali Yisrael, which is that dibur da'anoichi v'liyelecha v'pi hagvura shemana." We heard those directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and based on that, the lashon of the Gemara is a bissel shver, because if you go back to the Gemara, Tan Rabbi Shmuel, Gevar Hashem Boza, Zemavaza Dibur. What are the Dibur? Shenem Aloi LeMoishe Misinai. It was told to Moishe. The Anoich Hashem Lekecha LeYilecha. That wasn't only told to Moishe. It was the other eight that were only said to Moishe. Moishe repeated them. The first two was repeated to was told to everyone. So you'll notice before, after the word Shenemar, before the word Loi, there's an Aleph in brackets. That Aleph in brackets is the Vilna Goyim, the Gra. You go here in my Gemara, it's on the right hand side. Gemara Zemavaza Dibur Shenem Loi LaMoshe. Nimchak Beis Teboys Loi LaMoshe. The Vilna Goyim struck those two words. The Nisha Metzida said, it says on the side, Lahem Li Yisrael. Oh, this makes much more sense. Kidvar Hashem Boz Zemavaza Dibur Shenemar Lahem Li Yisrael. These two Diburim were said directly to Klal Yisrael. That's the Dvar Hashem Boza, Mavaza the Dibur of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach. Shuv ben Koicha Oimer, two lines from the bottom. Kol Olim Metoyra Ve'Ein Echozer La. Whoever goes and learns Torah and he doesn't chazer, Doim La'odim Shizareh Ve'Ein Echozer. It's like a person who goes and plants and he doesn't harvest. Because if you just learn and learn and learn without chazering, you're going to forget it all. So therefore, you have to put in some chazer. In fact, there are those that learn back in the Rashi that we had before, HaMishnah, where the Gemara says, Kol She'inim Mashkiach HaMishnah, some nun pshat in the Gemara, HaMishnah is not referring to the Mishnayis, but it's referring to Mishnah repeating, Mishnah learning Torah. Again. Sorry?
Like Mishnah Torah.
Like Mishnah Torah, very good. Like going and repeating it. What does the Gemara say in Maseches Megillah? That Chayiv Odom L'Kroisis HaMegillah B'Layla U'L'Shanoisa B'Yoyim. Shanoisa doesn't mean to change it, but B'Yoyim to do a different Megillah during the day. Shanoisa means to repeat it from Lashon Shnayim. So here too, the Mishnah is Lashon Shnayim, in a Megillah. And the Mishnah, he doesn't bother chazering anything, because then he's going to forget everything. In fact, a person who learns Torah and then he allows it to be forgotten without reviewing, it's a very strong graphic type of image. Yeah, but it's like a woman that gives birth, oh, she's so happy, but then she doesn't do anything with the kid. She doesn't go and nurse the child and converse, and a few days later she goes and buries him. Now you got to learn, you got to remember, you got to chasm. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Rebbe Kiva says, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. Rashi has two pshatim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. Rashi says that just like when you have one of your favorite melodies, you're constantly repeating it, right? A person who likes a particular song, so during the day, the next day, when he goes to sleep, he constantly has that melody in his mind, and he sings it frequently. So therefore, saying the same thing when it comes to Torah, Zam b'chol yoyim, even if you know the shtikl Torah, because you already learned it, nevertheless, repeat it again, sing it again, so that you should constantly remember it. And you remember, and Barry always reminds us of that there's a Mishnah at the end of Masechet, not Mishnah, the Tosis at the end of Masechet of Megillah, which talks about, the Gemara says, Kol Hashoyne B'lei Zimra, a person who learned without Zimra, is an Ishgit. So Tosis says, because the minig at that time was, since it was not written down, it was all Balpeh, how did people remember it? They remembered it by putting it in a niggun with a melody, and then they would be able to go and remember it much more easily. So that's how you remember Torah, by singing it, so to speak. Then the Rashi gives a different pshat. You see, the Rashi is on the right-hand side. The first pshat is what we just learned. Zamer b'chol yoyim hoyim mesader limudcha, heyei mesader limudcha b'mesader yilimud, v'rav b'shis soder b'ficha kizemer, even though it's crystal clear in your mind like your favorite melody, like your song, if you're going to constantly repeat it and remember it like a zemer that you sing constantly, that will give you the schar that you will have also at that time simcha and shirim. But if you go now to the fourth line of Rashi, skip three lines, lishna chrina, at the end of the fourth line, lishna chrina, zemer kloimar, shoisik b'shirim u'bezmiris todir, todir, na'ase zamor. A person who is constantly involved in singing and zmiris and all that, he will eventually become a singer. Someone who constantly remembers, it'll soon become mesuda b'fiv, that he'll also become a singer in Torah, that he'll be able to constantly repeat back, yo, yo, we learned this, we learned that. He'll be able to review it with you. Right, how do I know with which state in the Torah? Shenemar nefesh omel omle boy, ki okaf olof piu, who omel v'mokim zeh, terasa imeles loy, v'mokim acher. What does all of this mean? We're going to see in the Gemara momentarily that when it says nefesh omel omle loy, that a person who works, he will get the benefit of his omel. What's the benefit? Normally, when you're talking about he works in the field, he'll get the benefit of the crops at the end of the harvest season. Rashi says, however, since the Gemara says, "Hu omel v'toira imeles loy," that's pshat. Nefesh omel, a person who puts his yegiah in Torah, then the Torah will work for him. We'll get back to that in a moment. Ki okaf olaf piu, and ukaf, as you know, is the saddle that you have on the back of a chamar, on the back of a horse. And therefore, what it's saying is that your mouth should be attached to the Torah, just like the ukif is attached to the back of the animal. It's very firmly attached. In fact, Gemara says elsewhere that you don't want to lend your ukif to somebody else for his chamor, because in each chamor is a little bit different. It could make srafes.
It could make abrasions.
Very good. Shkoyach. And therefore, that's what we mean, that it should ukif l'piu. Your mouth should be tumid in dealing in Torah, just like an ukif is constantly on the back of the chamar. And then, what's the omel b'mokim zeh v'terasei medeslim b'mokim acher? So Rashi says something fascinating over here, that if a person puts all of his efforts in learning Torah, then the Torah is going to give him a present, the tamia Torah. See Rashi, about six lines to the top. Torah imelesloi, shemachzeres olav, umamvakeshes me'es koina, koina being the boina oilam, koina oilam, shlimser loi tamia Torah's Torah. Since he's learning the Torah again and again and again, so it shouldn't just be dry lima, just chazara, chazara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the tamia Torah. Kol kach loma, neisha okaf, kofaf, ukif, kofaf, piu, that he attached the ukif to his mouth, al divrei Torah, that he's constantly learning more and more and more, then Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him that special bracha of the tamia Torah. He's really going to feel the tam, so to speak. Zok the Gemara, going back to the Gemara, so that's the hu amal b'mokam zeh, the terasa imelis loy makam acher, the Torah will bring to him the tamia Torah that otherwise he might not have. Om Rabluza, kol odam lo amal nefer, everybody's created for amelis. Amelis means to work,
to toil.
Ki shenemetz in the pasuk, odam li amal yulad. I said before in the Yomar Aleph, the amal could be Rosh Tevis, lilman amenas lelamed, or lilman amenas lasos. Any idea im la omel peh nivra im la omel melacha nivra. Omel, toil, working, could be two different types of work. Could be omel melacha, you have back-breaking work in the field or in the office or whatever your business is. And you also have the omel peh, where you break your back learning Torah all day. Kishu oime, ki oka falot piu av oime la omel peh nivra. for the peh. That's what the pasuk says. But any after all, you can use your mouth for learning Torah, and you can also use your mouth for talking Dvarim B'Teilim. Yeshua, it says in the pasuk, never a person is created to go and learn Torah, and that's the ikar omel that a person should have. And that's why Rava had an expression, kulu gufi teruftiki nino. Teruftiki, says Rashi, means tarchonim. That's basically the Aramaic version of the word omel. See, Rashi says teruftiki, tarchonim kolim kola gufin la omel nivru. All people are created to do work. The question is, what type of work? Kulu gufi teruftiki nino. Toivi lidazachi. Toiv is praiseworthy, meritorious is the one that zoicha, to have a teruftiki. The oiraisa, that his toil and his working is in the Torah, learning and learning and learning. Asher Eloi, that has this tremendous chusin, that's like they all sing on Simchas Torah. Asher Misha Omul Torah, Asher Misha Omul Torah. He voil and how praiseworthy and meritorious it is if you have the ability to go and learn Torah constantly. And now the Torah says, now the Gemara says also the reverse. V'noyif isha chasar leiv. Means a person who engages in adultery is chasar lev, he's not using his intelligence, he's not using his mind properly. But the Gemara learns that this is referring to a person who does not learn constantly, only learns from time to time. What does this have to do with noyif isha chasar lev? Says Rashi, because a person who goes and marries a woman, then he has the ability to live with her at all times. In other words, he has the ability to show love and affection at all times. However, the person who is a noyef, he only has that zoina from time to time, when he goes to the shukshel zoinais. So he doesn't have her on a regular basis, he only has her leprokim. So says the Gemara, so that is, if you will, a remes to the limitur leprokim, that he doesn't have the love of Torah constantly, he has this once in a while, he learns over here, learns over there. You should have to have a seder kavua to go and learn. Even if you're not learning full time, at least it should be Masudah with that Seder Kavua.
It's a little dark to compare learning Torah to adultery.
I wouldn't do it. You see, anything more is it? That's the. Let's see, what does Rashi say? If you look at Rashi, Loi Mitar Leprokim, right?
The Ainu Loi Mitar
Tadir, Kemisha Ain Loi Isha, it's as if he has no wife, Uboil Pamzu. So therefore he goes once to this Zaina, goes to another Zaina, and he doesn't really develop a permanent, regular relationship with the Zaina. He should get married and have a permanent relationship with a wife. Therefore, when you're learning Torah, you should also have a permanent relationship, not Amul and Hinya, Amul and Amitvach, once a week, once a year, whatever. You got to do it on a regular basis. You have to set out siddur. Shenema, go back to the pasuk. Kinoim ki tishmer bevitnach or bevitnach. What's the lashon of pasuk? Five. Kinoim ki tishmerim bevitnech. I think it says nech. Okay, it's hard for me to see. Yikoinu yachdov als vasecha. So what does that mean? You want to tishmer bevitnech. You want to go and keep the Torah in your beten, in your stomach, so to speak. Then you could yachdav vasecha, and you have to make achonis, and it should be yachdav, it should be an ongoing basis vasecha on your lips, not just ayimul and yarfil. Tanurban, v'nefshe shetase biyad roma. Now this is the pasuk that precedes the previous pasuk that we had. This pasuk, v'nefshe shetase biyad roma, mina ezrach mina geres, Hashem megadif nichus nefshe him mikerev amah. And then the next pasuk says, kidvar Hashem bozem, it's mitzvasi heifar, hikaris. So this pasuk precedes that pasuk. So what do we learn from the nefesh tasa biyad rama? Then Benasha ben Chizkia. Oh,
give me a real one.
Good morning. So nefesh tasa biyad rama. A person that goes and acts with a great degree of arrogance. But what type of arrogance? A person who's just arrogant, you don't say v'nefesh tasa biyad roma, v'nichra, so he gets karis chas hashem. So we're talking about a person like Menashe ben Chizkia. Menashe, as we know, is one of the bad malachim. He's really bad, right? He's evil. Even though he had a father, Chizkia.
Yeah,
with 22 years.
But even the sheep said, bah.
Boy, that was a bad joke. But back in the Mishnah, there are three malachim that don't have chilka l'maba, Yerubim, Achav, and Menashe. So Menashe is one of the three, but the Gemara will discuss that at much greater length, in Yetz Hashem, in another few days. But But getting back to our Gemara, so what did Menashe ben Chizkiya say? So Yoshe v'Dorish v'Agodah shel Doifi. He used to go and talk about all types of nonsense. Omar, and he said when he was learning, Chiloy hoyoloy l'moyshe lichtoiv, Ella the achis loitem timna, v'simna hoyse pelegesh l'alifai, v'yelech ruvim make tirchitim, v'yimtza dudoyim basoda. He was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing better to do than write these psukim. These psukim seem to be psukim which are not only superfluous, but it's a lot of nonsense. Do I care that Loitan had a sister by the name of Timna? I can't marry Timna because she died many, many years ago. Loitan is also no longer here. So Timna was a Pelegish, but Levite. Mazel tov. So I look up the old the marriage certificates, the marriage records, and I find out that Timna was not a full wife, it's a Pelegish. With Mechem.
That's the five Chatos Mesos.
Presumably, we could have figured that out without it being written in the former Chayz like Timno or Timno Yisrael collection. And continuing on, it says, what did he do? He found Dudoyim in the sun. Oh, Mazel Tov. Dudoyim is a form of flower. So what do I get for this? So, Yotze Baskov, Yomer, like, Teisha B'Yachicha Sedabra Ben Incha Titan Doifi. What does this passing mean? You, Menashe ben Chizkiya, you're so haughty and arrogant. You're talking now against Moshe Rabbeinu. You're making him as if he's your brother. You're putting doifi, all types of nonsensical accusations against Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to say that you are like Moshe. I'm going to go teach you, Menashe, about your sin, about being mevaze. That's a nefesh tasa b'yad Roma. That's Menashe. V'olim mafurish b'Kabbalah. That's what it says in the Kabbalah. Hoy moishchi ha'ovin. Kabbalah doesn't mean Kabbalah's from like Zoyar. Means Kabbalah means zanach. Hoy moishchi ha'ovin bechavli hashav uchavois agola or egla chaton. What does that mean? So we're going to see in a moment. Mori is going to say in a moment. The chav le'ashav, a chevel, of course, is a rope. Here it doesn't mean a rope, it means a string, which is shav, which is really made out of nothing. Or kavoy so agola, someone's agola. Yeah, agola. Agola is a wagon, like the very big, thick cords, or the thick rope that you need for schlepping a wagon. Chato is the chet. So what does the Gemara mean? What does the Pasuk mean by that? My kavoy so agola, omer abasi yetzahara betchila doim lechut shel kuvya. Initially, when the yetzahara comes to you, it's like a gunisht. Chutzal kuvya means the string of a spider's web. For those of you that have ever seen spider's web, as thin as it can get. That's why when you just push away with your finger and it's no longer there. It's gunisht. So that's how the Yetzer Hara starts off. Chutzal kuvya. But by the end, it becomes like thick rope that you need to go and schlep a wagon. Aha. So therefore, that's what we're talking about, Menashe. Even if you're going to say, well, I don't need that. I can take the whole Torah. But yes, this little pasuk, what do I need that pasuk for? So you think that that's a kleinekite. One thing will lead to another, and soon he's going to say he doesn't believe in the whole Torah, it's not min ha-shamayim, etc. It says the Gemara, but since we did speak about these psukim, tell me, Taka, what's the reason? What do we need this psukim for? Da'asan Allah, miyas. Since, in fact, Menashe mentioned it, and the Gemara mentions it, so explain to me, Achois Leitim Timna Mayhi, what is this all about? He says, well, I'll explain to you. Timna Bas Malach Mahavad, Dechsev, Aluf Leitim, Aluf Timna. These are psukim in Bereishis, as you know, where it's listing all of the Alufim that came before of Esav. So if you look at number 12, Eila Alufi Hachoyri, Aluf Leitim, Aluf Shoival, Aluf Tzivayim, Aluf Ana, and then Aluf Timna. Go to number 13. Ve'le Shmoyis Alufei Esel Meshuchoysem Kamoysem Shmoysem Aluf Timna Aluf Alva Aluf Yiseis. So we're talking about the Aluf Timna. What is this Aluf Timna? V'chol Aluf says Yimar Malchusa B'loy Tagehi, meaning that's not the Melech. Because then it would say Melech. It wouldn't say Aluf. Aluf means it's like second to the Melech. Rashi says Sargodol. You see Rashi on the right hand side, about 10 lines before the end. Agrois a sar, agrois a minister, agrois a prince. Alshein a mutter, but he doesn't have the official crown on his head. Since Timna, we just said now, is the sister of Loitan, and Loitan is the aluf, so she must have also been of royal stock holds a royal heritage. Okay, so now says the Gemara, by lead Yurei. She heard about the Rabbi Yishlam, she heard about the Torah, and she said, I want to join the Jewish people. So she wanted to be Megayah. It's from Yitzhak. She came to Ovis Akdoshim, for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't say, they would not Mekabel her as a Giyaris. So, she went to Eliphaz, the son of Esav, and she became a Pilegish. This is not Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, it's Eliphaz ben Esav. It's also not full marriage, it's a Pilegish. But she said, I'd rather be even in a very subdued or a very low level in the Jewish people, rather than being a Gantzik Gvirta, a big knacker by the
Eliphaz is not Jewish.
Yeah, Eliphaz is Ben Esav.
And who is Esav the son of?
So she
didn't learn that much Torah yet. So she only knew that it was an Einichel, she didn't know more than that.
Around his Torah, he was aloof.
He was aloof. Oh, very good. So if you look at the last line of the Rashi, all the way in the bottom of the Rashi, L'kach nas is pilek Eliphaz ben Esav, now the top of the Rashi, she wanted to at least be Mizera Yitzchak, even if she's not going to be a full-fledged Jewess, but at least have a connection to the Jewish people. Nofek minah, what happened eventually? Eventually, Amalek was born to Eliphaz ben Esav, and the Gantz Esav Mishpucha, Tzirin Yisrael, that caused a lot of tzar for Klal Yisrael. My time of what's the reason why eventually, after all, she had a good machshava, this Timna, why she was zoichet to have an Amalek to the Tzar Yisrael, my time of the Yiboyle Lerachka. The Pasuk, the Gemara is telling us a little bit of criticism against the Ovis HaKadoshim. We wouldn't be able to say it, but the Gemara can say it and says, Avraham and Yaakov, you should have been Makarev and not just turned her away when she would have wanted to be Megayah. Had you allowed it to be a Geoiris, we wouldn't have had an Amulek and wouldn't have had all these Tzuris throughout the generation. Anyway, so now the Gemara is explaining to us why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this pasuk b'chois loit and timna, the timna hoisi pelegish, to go and tell you all about how Timna was very desirous of being part of the Jewish people, and therefore she agreed at least to second stage pelegish Eliphaz, and how because the others were marachik, not makarver, we had a molik. So these are very important things that we would otherwise would not know. What's the reason why we have the buzz? We look at Reuven, we make Tzir Chitim, Om Reuven, we get to come around, we come at Tzadikim, Shem Poish, Yidei, and Be, Yeza. It's coming to tell you that since it was during the days of the harvest of the Chitim, and Rashi says that after the harvest is over, everything is Hefker, that you let all the Aniyim and everybody to come in. Exactly. So here too, Reuven waited until the make Tzir Chitim, after that was all over, then Be'im Tadum, the Sada, then it's totally mutter. There's no gezel anymore.
It's mutsui. It's metzia.
So therefore, that's the Torah is trying to tell you that Reuven, as well as presumably all of the shifteka, were in a very high madrega, and they were very, very careful. Nizer min hagezel. Now it says v'im to dudoim basoda. My dudoim. What's the definition of dudoim? The Gemara gives three definitions. Omerav, it's yavruchi. Does anybody know what yavruchi is?
No.
Not only do you and I not know, but even the Heilige Rashi that knows everything doesn't know. You see Rashi in the third line, Yavruchi kinem targeminan. That's the Targum Lashon for Dudoim is Yavruchi. I don't know what Yavruchi are. Levi Omar, it's Sigli. What is Sigli? Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Sviski. If you look at the Rashi, he says Rashi, Sigli, Sviski. Minim Acherim.
Whiskey.
Whiskey? I don't think it's whiskey. Sigli is ikre asovim. These are roots of grass. V'humimine psamim. The moishel oisin asovim. Kori sigli. On svisky, nami min psamim. So the two both. The svisky is a min psamim. Doesn't say what type of psamim. While this is an asovim, different type of grass, which is called sigli. And the Rashi elsewhere said that sigli, he uses a Hebrew or a French term, which stands for, not over here in our Gemara, but elsewhere in Chumash, etc., that is referring to a violet. And therefore, the Dudoim, that those are violets, according to the Sigli Madhya.
In Moisef Rashi Nabadim, Moshin Shmuel, Jasmine.
Yeah. We don't know. In these words, you have it. You have
check back from Rachel Leah.
Rachel
Leah. You're
Jasmine. Check back from Rachel Leah.
Sigaliot. Okay.
It's delicious.
Krachin
Kedah. Very, very sweet. Very attractive scent.
Okay.
She wanted it to attract Yaakov. It's a perfume.
Okay, we continue on. Since we spoke about the importance of learning Torah, not only of learning, but teaching Torah.
And reviewing.
And reviewing Torah. Whoever learns Torah lishma. Made some shalom of a mayor shal mala, of a mayor shal mata. Shnema oyechazek, be meuzi yasa shalom li, shalom yasa li. So now, what does meuzi mean? Actually, this meuzi means Torah. Presumably from the word oiz, that's our strength. And it says, if a person strengthens himself in Torah, so he's oiz in Torah lishma, then it'll be shalom li, shalom yasa li. So the two shalom, one lamala, one lamata. The obvious question is, down below we need a lot of shalom, we need it in Eretz Yisrael, we need it throughout the world. What shalom do they need by Mayer Shalmala? What's going on? There's a fight going on between the Malachim.
And yeah, the Tsar of this nation, the Tsar of that nation.
Good.
The Tsar Esav, the Tsar
beautiful.
Of all the animals.
And in addition to that, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim to go and receive the Torah, then the Malachim said, leave it upstairs in Shemayim. So even Adiyah Mezeh, the Malachim were upset that they lost the Torah and we have it down below. So therefore there's a bit of a conflict going on. You learn Torah Lishma that brings Shalom all over.
So it says, so sorry.
So sorry? So sorry, yeah, okay. But the point is that the Malachim only have a Taina if they see that people are not learning Torah. When they're learning Torah, then they can't say, don't know how to call Lishma, because Baruch Hashem are learning Torah down below. Lishma, metal. Rav, Omer, Kilu, Bona, Paltun, Shalmal, Vishalmatis. As if he built like a Paltun, like a palace, upstairs and downstairs, Shanim of Osim, Tvari, Beficha, Ubetzel Yodiki Sisicha, Lentoy Shemayim, Ulvlisoid Oret. Lentoy Shemayim to go and plant down, not down below. Lentoy Shemayim up in Shemayim and make a paltrin, Ulvlisoid Oret. And down below is here as well. You go and, if you learn Torah Lishma, you're building upstairs, you're building downstairs. Rabbi Yoichan Omar, Af Megan Akaloan Kulai. The learning of Torah Lishma is Megan like Amtsavout, Shinamar, Ubetzel Yodiki Sisicha. That's the same Pasik. Ubetzel Yodi, the shade of my hand, Kisisicha. I was mechas you, I covered you over. The Levi Omer, Af Mekarv Fizagula, the person learns the Shema, he's Mekarv the Gula, Mesh Mashiach and Bal Kimish, and Amar, Leimar the Tzion, Ami Ata, continuation of the Pasik, and he tells Tzion, you are my folk, you are my nation. Omer Ishlachish, Kol Malamet Esch Ben Chaber Yotoyra Mala V'chosu Kilo Asoy. So now we're going to have this Kilo Asoy in three different ways, as you'll see momentarily. So a person learns with his Ben Chav, he learns in Torah, it's as if he created him. In other words, he becomes like his father, like an adoptive father. And we find this Chazal in other places too, that if you, elsewhere it says, Kili Yoldai, whoever learns Torah with somebody else, as if he gave birth to him. It says, Kili Asoy, Shanem of Yasenevish Ersha, Osu V'choran. What is it referring to? Moshe, not Moshe, Avraham Avinu was Makarev, the Anoshim and Soramin of Makarev, the Noshim, and the Tashir also, they made them. That's Kilasoy, as if they made these new Neshamas, these new people. Rablozorim Kilasoy with Divrei Torah. The word Kilasoy is referring to that they created Torah. Shnem Mushmartim, Divrei Brisazois, Vasisim Oysam. It's as if you created Torah. Now, how is that Pshat? Person learns with Ben Chaveri Torah, it's as if he created Torah. So I think it's the Marsha that says, because we have a famous Chazal, that a person says, the Talmida Yoisim Mikulam, that I learn more from my Talmida more than from all my Rebbes,
right.
Is the Chasimin, that when he's learning with a Talmud, he's getting brand new Torah on the table that he didn't know until now. So by learning with his Ben Chaber Torah, then he's getting brand new Torah Kilasoy, as if he was Machadish new Torah as a result of his Talmud. Rabba Amakilu Asoy La'atzwe, it's as if he created himself. Shnimah Rasisim Oisam, Artikri Oisam, Ella Atem. If the person created himself. In other words, without learning Torah, he doesn't really have a purpose in this world. By learning Torah, he becomes a mensch. He's creating now himself. Now he's a person, now he's a mensch. So he had three kilo asoys. One that is if he was asoy to the Ben Chaveroi. One, the asoy that he created the Torah. And the third one is if he created himself. If a person is ma'asa others, then it's as if he did it himself. We usually say, Godel Ma'asa Yoisim and Oisa, but our Gemara says, Kilo Asa, as if it's the same. How do I know Shnemel Matcha Sheikisa Boyasi Or, Tikach Liotcha? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Bein, take the matter that you hit by the Or. Pregimor Pachi Moshe, he called. Vali Arniko, was a har that did the initial Makris. Eloi Malach Kala Ma'asa Shavir Advar Mitzvah, since Moshe Bein told the Haran, go and hit the Or with this matter. It's Malo because he us, if he did it himself. Now the next category of the Mishnah we said in is Chas Shalom and Api Koiris. How do you define the word apikoyes? Is it machlikas gemar rab reb chanina? Amri tovayu is a mavaz a talmid chacham, person who sees a talmid chacham and they humiliate him. He is called an apikoyes. Chas v'shalom, he doesn't get a chilek on the bar. Reb Yechiel Shub and Levi Amri is a mavaz a chaver b'fnei talmid chacham. That's a person who mavazi is chaver in front of a talmid chacham, meaning that in front of a talmid chacham you should conduct yourself in the high standard of conduct.
Yeah, if dignified you're, way.
In a very dignified and distinguished way. Hey, you should have reverence for the Talmud Chacham. You should have respect and awe. If you're in front of a big Talmud Chacham, you don't start being mevazeh, Yanko, Beryl, Shmuel, you're in front of Talmud Chacham. How do you talk that way? How do you act that way? You always have to be in your best conduct. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that...
How do you define a Talmud Chacham then? And if there's a restriction on behavior in front of a Talmud Chacham, what qualifies someone to impose that restriction?
As I'm assuming we're talking about that's well recognized in the community as a Talmud Chacham, not that you or I, but the average individual in the community recognize him. Oh, he's like Talmud Chacham. So then you don't. You have to have awe and reverence for a person like
when
that.
When you see it, you know it.
Oh, you see that? And Bishlam Lamadiyah Mavasa Chavei Vnei Talmud Chacham Apikoyres. Oh, so now we have two. We have the Apikoyres and we have the Megale Ponim Batoyres Loi Kalochem. And which one is worse? Rashi says the Megal Ponim Batoyres Loi Kalochem is worse than the Apikoyres because the word Apikoyres means hefkedik. He's not, you know, not a serious Apikoyres, so to speak. He's
not hostile. He's just hefker.
He's just hefker. Very good. So the Megal Ponim Batoyres is worse, says Rashi, than the Apikoyres, and that's important for the next few lines. Is Bishlaman Diyam Hamavaza Chaver Bifnei Tamid Chacham the Atz Apikoyres. So that's the lesser. He's Mavaza Chaver. He's not Mavaza Tamid Chacham himself. Mavaza Chaver Bifnei. Oh, he's Apikoyres. What about the Mavaza Tamid Chacham Atzmoi? That's Megal Ponim Batoyres Shulik Alocha. You go and since the Talmud Chacham represents the Torah, it'd be Mevazah the Talmud Chacham. It's like you're being Mevazah the Torah. So then those two make sense in the context of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah talks about who are those that don't get a Chelek L'Olam Haba, the Megal Ponim B'Torah, as well as the Apikoyres. So if you're going to go and define and say, Mishloim HaMevazah Chaver V'Nei Talmud Chacham, that's the Apikoyres. And in Mevazah Talmud Chacham Atzmoy, the Megal Ponim B'Torah Shalacha, then I understand that that works perfectly. That's the Apikoyres have. That's what you call the Apikoyres, which is the lesser Madrega. Himself, so how would you go and explain to me an example of someone's Megal Ponim B'Torah? It can't be that he's Mevaze the person in front of the Talmud Chacham, because that's a lesser. What's less than Apikoyres? So Megal Ponim B'Torah, that's like Menashe ben Chizkiya that we had before that said, what do I need the Achois Loit and Timna? What do I need the Yelech Ruv makes Tzirchitim? Those psukim would seem to be superfluous. The Ikonamasalu HaSefer. Others explained in the Sefer of the Brice that we had on the Omer Aleph. Because remember on the Omer Aleph, when we brought the Pasuk, Kedvar Hashem Boza, we had a few pshatim. The first one was, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. And then afterwards it says, Kedvar Hashem Boza Zeh Apikoyres. So others learned it on the Sefer. And that is, Megal Ponim B'Torah Rav Reb Chanina Amri. Zeh HaMavaz Talmud Chacham. Mavaz Talmud Chacham, that's Megal Ponim B'Torah. Reb Yochanan Shuben Levi Amri. Zeh HaMavaz Est Chaver B'Fnei Talmud Chacham. That's when the Mavaz is Chaver before the Talmud Chacham. That's the Megal Ponim B'Torah. Reb Yochanan Shuben Levi Amri. Yomer HaMavaz Talmud Chacham Atzmai. Is Megal Ponim B'Torah. Hava. So then Mavaz Chaver B'Fnei Talmud Chacham Apikoyres Hava. Then we have the two different dargis, the two different levels. In Mavaz the Talmud Chacham himself, that's Megal Ponim B'Torah. In Mavaz the Chaver before the Talmud Chacham, then he's a Hefke Yingel, he's an Apikoyres. Eliyam Man Diyam, in Mavaz the Chaver before the Talmud Chacham, he is the Megal Ponim B'Torah. If that's the case, since we're talking already about the lower level, in Mavaz the Chaveroi, before the Talmud Chacham, he is at the highest of Megal Ponim B'Torah, then Apikoyres K'moy Man. So what? How do you define an Apikoyres? What do we need all these rabbis for? The two karul, the two tunnel. They're just reading and learning for their own convenience. They don't want to work. They're a bunch of
Leidigers.
I'm sorry?
Leidigers.
Leidigers, very good. Leidigers or bankvetchers. They like to go and sit on the bench, but they don't give us any benefit. What hanuah do we have from rabban? That is called an apikoyres. Omli Abaye, Hay Megal Ponim B'Torah, Namihu. That's also a Megal Ponim B'Torah. If it wasn't my bris in the Torah, then I wouldn't have given the whole world. So therefore, if a person says, what do I need the rabbis for? They're just wasting time, it's lighting it. So then, that's the Galpan about Torah. Nachma Yitzchak mehocha, nam ishma mina. I have a right from another pasuk, shenema. Nesasi chalamokim bavura. That the whole mokim will be nesasi, I'll go and be mechaper and atone just for them, for those tzaddikim, right? It's talking about the chamishim tzaddikim in Sodom. If you look at the bottom, number 20, V'yem Hashem em emsa b'stoyim chamishim tzadikim b'stoyim chayir nesosil v'chol amokim avuram. It's in the schus of these tzadikim, schus of Torah, that will be a making in the whole city, the whole place. So, Al-Kigoyin, so what is the pshat now in Apikoyin? Al-Kigoyin, Yosef kamei rabbi v'nofel le'shmaitze b'duch d'achriti. They are learning together, and all of a sudden one person says, oh, since we're learning about Yayin HaMashumar, let me ask you, what about what we learned about Birchas Yayin HaGefen instead of Birchas Poyer Piergofen? Just before you came. Anyway, so the point is, he refers to a Shmaitzer Dukhriti, something totally unrelated, off topic. The Omar Hochi, and he says that, what means he said that? He said, don't you remember this is what we said then? So he says, this is what we said at the shir. Don't we learned the daf, don't you remember, a year ago? And at that time we said together. Omar didn't say, he should have said to the Rebbe in front of who's learning, don't you remember, Rebbe, you taught us a year ago, not that we learned a year ago, but you taught. This is a very high standard over here. But now, because this is a person who speaks hefkedik without the proper respect, he should go and say, oh, this is what the Rebbe told us a year ago, instead of saying, this is what we learned a year ago. Rebbe gives another example. Rebbe Amiki going, Hani debate Binyamin Asya, Dr. Binyamin, the people of his household, they also used to put down the rabbis. The Amri Maya Hanil Rabbanan. What do we need the rabbis for? Me oilam top of the Amid, Loy Shoru Lana Urva. They never were machadish anything. They never said that an oireif, which of course is one of the oifas at Tameyas, is mutter. Loy Asru Lan Yoina. They never said that the Yoina, the dove, which of course is a kosher bird, they never said it's not kosher. In other words, everything that the rabbis know when they say, I know it already, we don't need them, they're just wasting their time, like the gears, etc. And therefore, this is what Rav was saying, like the Bein Binyamin Asya, that they said they would never matter an oirev, they never asked a yoina. So Rav, ki have a maisi terefta, the Bein Binyamin kamei, what happens if from time to time they had a shaila on whether a bird or an animal was a treif or not, in other words, where there was problems in the chvais and the lungs or wherever, then would come from Bein Binyamin kamei, he would go and say, if he thought that this treif is really not a treif, it's really kosher, Omlahu, you would say, Tachsu, look carefully. When I am telling you that it's mutter, it's as if I'm being matta the oirif. That was in the top line, the Shalom Arva, I'm being matta the oirif here. If on the other hand he saw, I'm afraid it's a treif, we won't be able to eat it. This could have been a yoina, which is kosher, but it isn't. I'm being oyster the yoina. So to be able to negate,
refute
what they would say. Okay, wow. We'll stop over here, Bayside.
Continue tonight, 7:45 downstairs in the colo.
Okay, for all those of you that are.